I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's popping this morning at 8:31 in the a.m.? The NFL network is now going to be property of ESPN, also the Red Zone channel as well. And in your opinion, does this take away from a great product? Can they ruin this great product?
I'm not ruined, but I'm not happy about it. I find it this whole thing with all these different platforms kind of gets on my nerves, but that'll be better. You
see, this is why you can't ruin the product. The product is the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it a great product is only is that it's the NFL.
Yeah.
And that you have direct, like you say, access to the NFL. As long as they don't lose that, you can't ruin that product. You can't ruin. Listen, the NFL has proven that you can't ruin the NFL because they've done everything to try to. They put games on foreign soil way too much. They put games in days that you shouldn't have games. They change rules every year. They've made every attempt to ruin the NFL itself. The NFL has done that. And they've proven over and over that you can't ruin it. I don't think ESPN can ruin the NFL network. How do they ruin the NFL Red Zone channel? No. By not having the games.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you go to game the game, you can't ruin that.
Some people are worried about ads for Red Zone.
Why?
Because it doesn't have ads. And they say, well, ESPN/Disney is going to ruin it with ads.
Hmm. But isn't that a paid subscription? NFL's Red Zone channel is a paid subscription.
So
that
Netflix,
alone makes
so
it.
Netflix, I have, they have ads.
You can get it without ads.
People are still upset.
You can pay more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get, you, yeah, man.
But you got to pay like three times as much.
I don't think you can ruin the NFL network or the NFL Red Zone channel. I just don't. It's the NFL.
Well, that's the problem. The product is in such demand.
Yes.
That you can do whatever you want. But I tell you, I still get mad when, you know, I'll watch it on Prime or whatever, and I've had so much trouble with that platform. And so has Vinny. I know you guys haven't, but it would stop. The sound would go out. It would be on a... be delayed, and it was problem after problem after problem. And Serato had the same issues I did. I was like, this sucks. I'm paying for this, and I can't even watch the game because you know, it's not, there was no natural flow to it. The sound was going out, it was just annoying as hell. I was like, I don't know. And I just feel like people shouldn't have to pay for all these different platforms, Apple TV, Prime, ESPN. Like, I don't really joke about it, like, but. There's a lot of people on very little income, and that's their source of entertainment. They can't afford to, you know, they can't afford $300 for a football ticket, but they can watch it on television. And now they can't even watch it on television. I feel bad for a lot of folks.
You have to pay for, well, Prime is something that you have if you have Amazon Prime. So I'll put that aside. You're paying for Prime. Whether you're watching the game or not, whether the game's on.
Yes.
So I'll put that aside. The other network, ESPN, comes with a sports package. That's been forever that it's come with a sports package. You have to pay for that. What else do we have? Is it Netflix? Do they have games now? Who else has games? Netflix, right?
Apple. Apple Prime.
Apple has football games?
Yeah.
I knew they had baseball. I didn't know they had football.
I'm pretty sure they had football last year, like one game.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of them now. I mean, I'm going through my head here. Who has it?
But you still have the games every week on CBS and NBC, though. You still have those games. Yeah, you have extra games, mm-hmm. but you still have those games as well. I like the fact that ESPN is taking it over because when I'm watching NFL Network, I see times where they're getting lazy in the production. They're getting lazy in some things because it seems to me that the NFL itself got a little tired of being in the business of TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think NFL wants to be in the business of TV. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL created the NFL Network for this very day. They're selling it for $1 billion. I'm all right with this. I think this is a great move. ESPN, regardless of what you say, yes, they have a bunch of screamers on there to do these shows in the daytime, but when it's time to do sports, they do sports well. No one does sports better than ESPN.
That's what they do. Yeah.
No one does it. So mm-hmm. you're adding America's pastime of football, as America's favorite game, I should say, of football, and you're giving it to a network that does sports better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Winner. Let's go to Baltimore and get Gio. What's up, Gio? Gio.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
What's going on? What's
happening?
And you were out. You were out, but you're back when I called in about the paid program. Remember, Rob?
No.
Apple TV. You don't have to pay for them, Ed. It's free.
What?
He's talking about the illegal TV.
Oh, the Broke Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Of course.
Yeah, we know about that. But, yeah. You know, some people aren't willing to do that. You know? I mean, it's actually contractually we can't do it. I'm not saying that people don't do it, but mm-hmm. contractually, we're not supposed to do that either. But yeah, there are ways where you can go around it and get these things for free. ESPN acquired NFL Network, other NFL media assets in exchange for 10% equity stake in ESPN. So the NFL Network is getting 10% equity stake in ESPN. That is tremendous. But I think the real question is this. We're asking the NFL, or could the ESPN kill that product? How about the NFL being in bed directly with a network now? They're going to get 10% of the equity stake with ESPN. Yeah. Is that a problem?
That's enormous.
Is that a problem, though?
I don't know.
If NBC and CBS, yeah. and you're like, well, you're getting 10% of the equity stake of this network, do they get more than we get?
No.
Because all the things are all packaged. You're getting 10% equity stake in ESPN. That means you benefit when it means more or worth more for ESPN. So if I'm CBS and NBC, I'm thinking, well, what does that mean for us?
Yeah.
Do I look down the road for this next TV deal and does ESPN now have exclusive rights to the NFL? You think ESPN got in bed and did this deal with the NFL without something down the road? I see a day where ESPN is now going to have probably close to exclusive rights to the NFL and put it all over their networks. That's what I'm looking at. So I'm not really looking at the product of the NFL network being ruined. I'm looking at maybe a partnership between the NFL and ESPN that's unprecedented for any sport.
Could be. I don't know if they get such a big equity stake.
Yeah.
That's big.
No,
that's a lot of money.
So what does that mean? That means the more valuable...
Yeah, the biggest stake, the biggest slice of the pie they get.
So if you're CBS and NBC, you're not worried about this? I'm worried about this. That's the thing that gets my attention.
Yeah, I guess I would if I was them. Yeah,
yeah. Because I want if I'm getting 10%, man, I want ESPN to make a boatload of money, more money for me. And ESPN has a lot of platforms where they could just gobble the NFL up. So that to me is the bigger threat.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.